USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed in a phone call Sunday ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Macron is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, and then Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on CNN Sunday endorsed the re-election campaign of his Republican colleague, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them.
Thank you.
Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 public mandates. A GoFundMe campaign to support truckers was canceled by GFM, saying they will refund all the money donated. They blame truckers' actions for their decision. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Another police shooting in Minnesota is under scrutiny.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Locke, a black man, was fatally shot 3 times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though police body cam footage showed that his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd. A federal trial for 3 officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One lawmaker is claiming New York Democrats are working against the will of the people. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, whose district is in danger of being eliminated, was on Newsmax explaining her complaint.
Democrats screaming democracy all the time. Democracy, democracy, undermining democracy and all that. Well, guess what? The voters of New York in a 2-to-1 Democratic state voted overwhelmingly to eliminate the partisan gerrymandering. And also the vote harvesting and the no ask absentee voting, same day registration, those things are on the ballot. And the New Yorkers across the state voted against them, but the Democrats delivered them right back to the New York voters against the will of the people. And so what they're trying to do is the Democrats know that they're facing this red wave across the nation, and they're looking for places they can shore up votes. And by using this partisan gerrymandering, they're trying to eliminate Republicans. And this is about counting. You know, they just want to make sure they can, you know, they're losing in Texas. They're losing in Florida. They're losing across the country. So they're going in and they're trying to find ways to carve up the districts based on getting Democrat win right, and eliminating Republicans in the House of Representatives. So as my colleague Nicole Meliotakis indicated, they are trying to silence upstate and New York voices, particularly Republican and conservative voices.
NASA announced while the James Webb Space Telescope began its 3-month alignment process, the Webb team saw the first photons of starlight that traveled through the entire view of the telescope. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.